house!
He's been going over and over it all weekend.
Oh, poor Oliver.
But he's come to the conclusion there's simply no way he can carry on.
So he's abandoning the whole thing?
Trouble is, it was all built around Edge, you see?
Yes.
Oh. That's why he feels so badly let down. Honestly, I could kill Ed for being so selfish.
Well, can't Oliver just hire someone else?
Oh, it's finding someone, isn't it? I mean, he's taken Jazza on as General Dog's body. He doesn't know the first thing about milking cows.
Well, has he talked to David? I'm sure he and Ruth would willingly help out.
Oh, it's not a question of helping out.
Well, what about Tony? Or Tom?
It's hardly a long-term solution. Oliver needs someone he can rely on to come in every day, morning and afternoon.
So what's he going to do?
Sell the Guernseys as soon as possible.
Oh, what a shame.
I know. I feel so bad for him. He'd been excited about this project for such a long time. Now the whole thing's fallen down because of Ed.
But what about Mike?
Oh, that's the other thing. Oliver's gone to break the bad news to him today. I think he's going to find it tough letting him down.
Oh, no!
What?
Adam's going to be caught.
Oh.
Oh!
Oh, excellent catch, though.
But Adam out for 18.
81 for 5. That's not good. Who's in next?
No, Alistair.
Oh, yeah. How are things with you two?
Better. He's been trying really hard.
Good.
Brought me some flowers this morning. That's twice in 1 week.
Oh, that's impressive.
But we both know there's still a long way to go.
Yes, yes, of course.
He is going to Gamblers Anonymous meetings every week.
Does that help?
Yes. There's someone there, another man who seems to have taken Alistair under his wing.
A buddy?
Well, I don't know if that's what they call it, but he's somebody who's managed to kick the habit and he hasn't gambled for 10 years or more.
But he's still going to meetings.
I know. It's terrifying, isn't it?
Oh, Shula.
But I do believe Alistair can do it. I really do. Did I tell you about last week when Daniel was supposed to be camping over at Brookfield?
No.
Oh, they'd put their tent up on the lawn and Josh invited Daniel and some school friends to camp overnight. And it was a bit of a disaster.
Why? What happened?
Well, Alistair and I had our first evening on our own. Oh, everything just felt so much better between us.
Oh, that's great news.
But then we'd gone to bed and 1:30 in the morning the telephone rings. Can you come and get me, please?
Oh, no.
Yes. So Alistair pulls on his clothes and gallops to the rescue.
Oh.
Now Daniel thinks he's a bit of a hero, so that helps.
So it wasn't such a disaster after all?
Well, not from our point of view, no. The only problem is we've arranged to go camping in Cornwall in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Mind if I join you?
Oh, hello, Adam. No, no, of course not.
Oh, bad luck.
Oh, it wasn't bad luck. It was a loose shot. I'm afraid my concentration is all over the place this afternoon.
Alistair said you weren't going to play.
No, I wasn't. I have a gang of strawberry pickers who require entertainment. Alistair twisted my arm.
And watching a cricket match isn't entertaining.
Not if you're a Ukrainian teenager, no.
So where are they?
Well, I was supposed to be taking them on a trip to Oxford, but I managed to persuade Mum to step into the breach.
Well, they picked a good day for it.
Yeah. I hope they're okay, actually. I think there's a bit of politics going on between a couple of them.
And two of the pickers?
Yes, yeah, some kind of feud. No, I'm sure Ma will be okay. She can take on a pair of bickering students. Oh, shot, Alistair!
Oh, yes.
So, I hear you're going to Cornwall.
Sorry?
Alistair said, later this summer?
Ah, well, that's the theory. But I was just telling Caroline, Daniel's rather gone off the idea of camping.
So he doesn't want to go?
I think his exact words were that he's never, ever going to sleep in a tent again.
But didn't you take him camping in France when he went over for the eclipse?
Oh, yeah, he was only 5.
Oh, but he had a lovely time. I remember.
Unfortunately, he doesn't. But we're working on it. Alistair's promised him a new self-inflating airbed to sleep on.
That's one thing that fostering taught me. Nothing works half as well as a bit of bribery.
You have got to be joking.
I'm sorry.
But you can't give up now.
I simply don't see how I can carry on.
You can't let it go for nothing. Not after all the work we've put in.
Honestly, Mike, I have considered all the options.
I got my customers all excited about it. They keep asking, when's it happening? When are you going to start delivering?
I know.
I can't let them down. Not now.
It's because of Ed. The whole business plan depended on
him. Oh, Ed's not irreplaceable.
Well, he is, rather. Without him, we've got no one to do the milking.
I can do milking.
Yes, but...
I wasn't always just a milkman. You know I got loads of experience.
Yeah, I know, but...
I'd probably still have all my own air shares if Bank hadn't pulled the rug from under me, and I was herd manager at Brookfield before that.
But you'll be out doing the deliveries. I mean, you can't milk as well.
I could do afternoons. No, in fact, I could do mornings as well. If I started the round about 3 o'clock...
Mike, you wouldn't last a week doing that. No one could.
Well, why can't you do morning milking?
Because I haven't milked a cow since, well, so long I can't even remember.
Oh, come on, it's like riding a bike. You don't forget.
But so much has changed since I was a lad.
No, wait, Anne, it's still the same process.
I'm supposed to be retired, you know.
Okay, about Joe?
Well, he did offer to help.
There you go, then.
But he went off in a huff when he discovered I'd employed Jazza.
What? But surely... Look, don't you worry. I'll have a word with him.
And if I'm too old, Joe must be, what, 80-something?
This matters to him, Oliver. He's looking at the day when Ed comes back. There's got to be something here for him. Make sure he doesn't go running off again.
Wasn't enough this time, though, was it?
What?
Oh, I just didn't think he'd let me down like this.
He's just a kid, isn't he?
Yeah.
You know what it's like at that age? Woman breaks your heart. You think it's the end of the world, but it ain't. You pick yourself up, you carry on. But you need someone to carry on with.
Suppose he doesn't come back. I mean, at this stage, I can still put a stop to things fairly easily. But further down
well,
the road...
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it, won't we? The thing is, Oliver, you wouldn't just be doing it for Ed. You'd be doing it for me.
I understand that, Mike.
No,
but...
no, I don't think you do.
Huh?
It's just... Since Betty died, I've been... treading water, really. Getting through one day at a time, not thinking about the future. But when you come to me and said, how about it? Well, suddenly there was a future. I really don't want to lose this, Oliver. Not now.
Well done. That was exciting.
It was rather, wasn't it?
All out for 114. Brilliant.
Yeah, I never thought we'd do it. Not after the pathetic score we managed to clock up. Bowling isn't exactly our strong point.
Oh, the fielding was superb. And that was a stunning catch.
Ah, thank you.
Oh, you have got your name down for the single wicket next week, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I may have to give that a miss this year.
Oh, no, Adam.
Yeah, we got our first house guest arriving next Sunday.
Well, bring him along.
Her, yeah. She's an old friend of Ian's. Plus, I've got to organise another outing for the Pickers.
Well, they managed without you this Sunday. Oh, come on, Adam, you can't let me down.
Well, all right.
Good man.
If I can possibly make it, I will.
Oh, look, here's Jennifer now.
Mum, what are you doing here?
Oh, we just got back. I thought I'd catch the end of the match, but see, it's all over. Did you win?
A stunning victory.
Well, we beat them by 7 runs.
Hey, well done.
How was Oxford?
Ooh, an experience.
Why? Didn't they enjoy it?
Oh, yes, I think they did. Most of them.
Most of them?
Well, all of them. Except for Janosch and, what's his name?
Oh, no, George.
Yeah, that's right. What's going on between those two?
I wish I knew.
Well, they ended up having a fist fight in Balliol Court.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
Well, it's all right, the others pulled them apart before it got too serious, but it did cast a bit of a pall.
I don't know what Debbie thought she was doing, sending us that headbanger.
Oh, come on, you can hardly blame Debbie.
Well, why not? We've never had trouble like this before.
Oh, there's Alistair.
But Debbie sticks are roaring and we get public brawling in the middle of Oxford.
I'll see you next Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget.
Yep. Bye, Shula.
Bye. Adam, it's some silly argument between a couple of lads, that's all.
Oh, come on, Mum. They've been sniping at each other since they arrived.
And you haven't stopped sniping at Debbie since she sent them over. She was only trying to help.
No, whatever. I'm going to have to get the welfare officer in.
The welfare officer?
From the Student Agricultural Workers Scheme. They have all these support staff. Anyway, apart from Janosch and George...
They all behaved beautifully.
Oh.
Alice and Malanka have become completely inseparable.
Really?
Well, they were very friendly last year.
Were they? I don't remember.
No, it's actually Malanka's third year with us. Oh, she is such a nice girl.
Yeah, I know.
Has she talked to you about her scheme to grow strawberries back home in the Ukraine?
Yeah, she has mentioned it.
You want that sort of competition?
Well, it wouldn't be competition. She'd be growing for the local market.
Oh, I see.
In fact, I did wonder if we might make a contribution.
What sort of contribution?
Well, she'd have to buy the polytunnels here and have them shipped over, you see. I thought we could help with the cost. Be good PR.
Oh, yes, it would. There you are, you see, darling. Not all doom and gloom, is it?
Hello, darling.
Hello.
Ooh. You're on the whiskey already, are you?
Oh, just a small one.
Was it that bad?
No. Well, yes. I'm sort of back to square one, really. Glass of wine?
Yeah, please. So, what happened?
Well, you know how we both talked about how much the project meant to Mike?
Yeah.
Well, I'm afraid we underestimated it. He said it was the first thing since Betty's death that's made him look to the future.
Oh, my Lord.
So, there you go, darling.
Oh, thanks.
I've had to change my mind.
What?
I've got to try and go ahead with the business.
But, Oliver...
I know.
You've been through all this and decided you couldn't possibly manage.
Yes, but I'm still not sure I can. I mean, Mike's going to do afternoon milking.
Right.
I mean, he even volunteered to do the morning as well, but, well, that would mean doing the milk round in the middle of the night, which would have obviously been totally impractical.
So who is going to do the mornings?
Well, Mike's going to have another go at persuading Joe Grundy to come back on board.
Joe? Oh, but Joe's...
Yes, I know, he's 80-something. Yes, I know, but I can't rely on him to come in every day.
Oh, absolutely not.
So, Mike's promised to help me brush up on my milking skills.
You?
Well, don't say like that.
You're seriously contemplating getting up at 5 o'clock every morning?
Well, not unless I have to. I'm just praying that we can find someone else. I mean, there are so many dairy farmers who've gone out of business in the past few years. Well, there's got to be someone out there.
I suppose so.
I just didn't realise how I got Mike's hopes up. And I can't do it, Caroline. I simply can't let him down.
Still Borchester Dairies, I see.
What?
Not Oliver Sterling Enterprises.
Oh, I see what you mean. No, it'll be a while yet. Cows won't start milking for a week or two. We've got no bottling plant or nothing.
And then it's all systems go?
Yeah, it's a bit touch and go at the moment, but fingers crossed. Anyway, did you want me for summer?
Well, I was hoping for a bit of advice, actually. Something's attacking my young trees.
Oh, yeah?
I don't have a clue what it is. I wanted your expert opinion.
Yeah, wouldn't mind betting it's deer.
Deer?
Yeah, a lot of them about.
I don't think so.
Oh, done some dreadful damage up the Millennium Wood. I noticed the other morning when we did the Dawn Chorus walk.
Oh, I heard all about that. It sounded wonderful.
Yeah, went down pretty well, I think.
Must come and do it at Lower Loxley one day.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'd love to.
Hmm.
Look, if you want me to come today, have a look at these trees of yours.
No, I wouldn't want to put you out.
Well, that wouldn't be no trouble.
Thanks, anyway. But I definitely don't think it's deer. I mean, you can usually see bite marks if it's deer, can't you?
Yeah. Is the bark stripped off near the bottom?
No.
Oh.
No, this looks more like a disease.
Look, why don't I just pop round later, have a quick look? But it won't be till after four. I got something I need to do first.
I don't know why I let you talk me into this.
Oh, come on, Jazza.
I'm absolutely knackered. I've been working since 8 o'clock.
Oh, a whole morning? Wow.
I'm not used to it, Fallon. Feeding the pigs, that can cope me, but tours at Grange Farm with Oliver watching me the whole time. I really don't feel like trailing around Borchester again this afternoon.
Yeah, neither do I. It'd be a total waste of time.
Thank God.
I mean, let's face it, if you really want to disappear, you don't stay in Borchester, do you?
Too right.
Which is why I thought we'd go to Felpsham this afternoon.
What?
Well, God, Mum said I could have the car all day, and I've got a load more leaflets.
Fallon.
Well, you'll feel a lot better when you've had some lunch. We can't give up, Jazz. We've got to keep looking.
Okay, fine. I'll come to Felpsham with you.
Oh, great.
On one condition.
What?
You're not dragging me around Keeper's Cottage again afterwards.
Oh, come on.
I can't handle Clary having another emotional breakdown on me.
We have to. Don't you think you owe her?
What for?
I don't know. All the times you've stayed over? All the breakfasts and dinners she's cooked you?
I can't cope with her, Fallon. She keeps ringing me all the time. I've run out of things to say to you.
Oh, hiya, guys.
Hi, Kenan.
Question. What do you get for the man who has everything?
I don't know. What do you get for the man who has everything?
No, that's not a joke, Jazz. I need some help. It's Nigel's birthday on Thursday.
Oh, no. That reminds me. I've got to get something for Sid.
Oh, is it Sid's birthday too?
Yeah. Maybe I'll get him some new T-shirts with proper sleeves. Stop him going running in that tiny vest, showing his hairy armpits to the world.
Well, a little too much information there, fella. But what can I get you?
A cup of tea and a bacon sarnie. Cheers.
Oh, all the same, thanks. Oh, and Jazza, talking about birthdays.
Aye, aye, all right. I haven't forgot.
What?
It's the 21st.
Oh, yeah? When?
2 weeks' time.
You having a party?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, great.
It's upstairs at the ball. It's going to have a James Bond theme, so everyone's got to dress up and be really glamorous.
Can I come?
I don't really think it'd be your scene.
Hey, don't be fooled by this casual exterior, Fallon. I can teach you and your mates a thing or two about glamour.
Don't listen to him, Fallon. You'll just end up either wrinkly in the middle of the floor doing embarrassing dad dancing.
Oi! I'm not wrinkly. I'm younger than Pierce Brosnan.
It's not that.
And nor do I do embarrassing dad dancing.
I'm sorry, it's just... I'm not inviting anyone over 30. You might feel a bit out of place.
What?
Take the hint, mate. It's going to be a cool party. And you and Mary are 0070, if you get what I mean.
Why, them beans is looking good.
Hmm.
Yeah, and your carrots have germinated well, a lot better than ours.
When you sow them?
Oh, I don't know, Ailey done it.
Four of the soil had worn through, that'll be bent.
Yeah, probably. Look, Joe, I need to ask you a favour.
Oh, yeah.
Oliver said you was quite keen to help out with this little dairy.
No, there. No, not no more.
What?
Not since you gave a job to that lad, Jazzard. You don't know one end of a cow from the other.
Well, maybe not.
Don't know what Oliver Sterling was thinking of, taking him on.
Well, he's a strong lad, he can learn.
Mm.
Look, the thing is, Joe, Oliver set the old thing up with your head in mind.
I know, sir.
And it's going to be hard for him to keep it going without him.
Well, like I said, I offered to help, but I ain't playing second fiddle to Jazza McCreary.
You wouldn't be.
It'll only go one way if he's involved. Be a waste of my time. A waste of everybody's time.
Look, Oliver come to see me yesterday and said he was going to give the whole thing up.
Eh?
That he can't carry on. Said he were going to sell off the Guernseys and abandon the old thing.
Well, that's his choice.
That's all you got to say.
It just shows my Eddie had a point all along. He wasn't never serious about this in the first place.
But he was. Come on, Joe. You've seen how much he wants this to succeed.
And that's why he hired Jazza McCreary, is it?
Look, he needed someone young and fit to do the donkey work. Fetching and carrying, strawing down yards, that kind of stuff. That's all Jazza's going to be doing. But you said, he don't know the first thing about dairy.
Well, that ain't my problem.
But that's why we need more help. That's why we need you.
No, I'm sorry, mate. Things is bad enough at home without me stirring things up by going to work for Oliver Sterling.
Joe, I know things is tough for you at the moment, but them Guernseys are going to be calving soon, and somebody's going to have to milk them.
Why can't you do it?
Well, I could do afternoons, but mornings I'm out with the rain.
What about Sterling?
Oh, he hadn't milked for years. Willing to give it a go, but it might take him a while to get up to speed. What he really needs is someone with years of expertise to help him in.
No, well, I still don't think it's a good idea. I'm sorry. We'll have to find somebody else.
Listen, Joel, if we can make a go of this project... It'll be a nice little business before too long. And when your Edward comes back, he'll have a ready-made job he can just walk into.
Well, that may be so. But...
Give him something to hang on to stay around for. But without you, the whole thing's going to fall down before it even starts. Come on, Joe. What do you say?
No party?
Not this year, no.
Oh, Nige.
What?
Well, I was relying on you.
Sorry, Kenson, but I'm much too busy to organise anything.
But what's to organise? You know, pick a theme, tell everyone, and order in a few crates of booze.
If only it was that simple.
Remember the pirate party?
Yes. Well, we did a good job there.
Oh, what about the fabulous Halloween party, eh?
When you managed to ruin one of our carpets with fake blood.
You promised that you wouldn't mention that again.
When did I promise that?
Fallon's having a party for her 21st.
Yeah. Well, that's the difference, you see, Kenton. She's 21 and I'm 47.
Oh, come on, you're as young as you feel.
Which makes me about 47.
No, you're not allowed. You can't give in to middle age, not you, Nige.
We have a business to run. I have my vines to tend. But
when are you going to get some wine from these vines?
We should have our first harvest this autumn.
Right, and when will it be ready?
Early next year.
All right, then, so schedule the party now. No excuses. Come on, you have got to celebrate your first tasting.
Okay, fine. Yeah, we'll have a party next year.
Yee-haw!
But right now, I'm rather more worried about my trees. Look at that.
What am I looking at?
That. I don't know what it is.
Well, then I shouldn't worry about it.
Not worry? I have a whole swathe of young trees affected with some gruesome disease, and all you can say is don't worry.
Oh, Nige.
What?
You really are 47, aren't you?
Afternoon.
Mike, there you are.
Oh, sorry. Am I late?
No. No, not at all. I'm just really pleased you could make it.
Afternoon.
Oh, well, you don't have to show me where the damage is.
Horrible, isn't it?
It seems to be just the beech and sycamore that are affected.
Yes, I noticed that.
Oh, you really should get out more, Nige.
Looks like it could be squirrels.
Really?
Well, beech and sycamore, when they're young, both have particularly sweet bark. Squirrels nibble on it, leave a hole, and that's where the disease gets in.
Oh, I see.
Well, they're fine when they get to about 15 years old. Squirrels ain't interested no more, but these young ones have had it, I'm afraid.
They can't be saved?
Better off replanting. Preferably with some of the in quite so tasty to squirrels.
That's a shame. I really like beech trees.
Well, you can plant them, but you have to keep them well protected for a good few years. Well,
couldn't you just shoot the squirrels?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, Dave does with the pigeons.
Well, pigeons is different.
Why?
We can eat them for a start. Yeah, wouldn't do you no good. Squirrels in neighbouring woodlands just breed more rapidly and move into the free areas.
Well, how on earth do they manage that?
What?
Breed more rapidly.
Oh, well, cunning creature, you grey squirrel. Why do you think they're so successful?
Right.
But anyway, these poor trees are going to have to go, are they?
Yeah, afraid so. But, it doesn't really matter. I mean, come autumn, we'll give this wood a whole new start.
So we drove into Felpersham, didn't we, Jazzer?
Yeah.
You reckon that's where he's gone?
Don't know. Might have.
We went all round the university.
Oh, well, he might go there, I suppose.
We'll put loads of leaflets in the students' union.
Now, you said you thought he'd gone to Scotland.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you said he might be in Glasgow.
A big city was what I said. Birmingham or Coventry or...
Do you have family up there, Jazz?
Glasgow? A few cousins, but... Look, it's time I was away home.
Yeah, I should be getting back.
But he might have heard you talk about him.
I doubt it.
And he might have thought that it was good
I never talked to Ed about my cousins.
Oh.
Anyway, he's more likely going to London.
Is that where you go?
He could be anywhere, Clara.
No, but if it was you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, none of us do.
That's what policemen said.
What policeman?
Oh, that PC Fletcher, he come round again earlier.
Hi, Joe.
Well, what are you doing here?
But he didn't have nothing to report.
We've been to Felpersham, you know, looking for Ed.
Oh, that's kind.
We'd just come to tell Clary.
We've got to go now.
Yeah.
I'll be seeing you over Grange Farm, young man.
What?
Well, you are working there now, aren't you?
Aye, but...
Yeah, so am I now. And don't you go getting too comfortable. Just remember you're only keeping the place warm for our Edward.
I know that.
Come on, Jazzer. See you soon, Clary.
Yeah. And thank you very much.
Bye.
Goodbye. Now, what did you mean?
Eh?
About working over Grange Farm.
Mike, come to see me. I'm going to be helping with the milking.
You can't do that.
Of course I can. Not as if I'd never done it before.
Not for a few years, you wouldn't.
I haven't forgotten now, you know. And it won't be every morning.
Morning? You're going to be doing morning milking?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Joe Grundy, you are 84 year old. You can't be getting up at 5 o'clock.
Well, we'll be every day, just some days, to help out.
No.
Oliver Sterling's depending on me.
He can't be.
He is.
He's got more sense.
He was all for giving up, according to Mike Tucker.
Giving up what?
The dairy business. He was going to sell the Guernseys.
Why?
Because he ain't got nobody else to do the milking.
Well, surely he can get somebody else. It don't have to be you.
We can't let it happen, Clary. We can't let that milk business go to the wall. It's got to be there for Edward when he comes home.
Go on in, off you go.
Ready for the next lot?
Yeah, let him in now.
Come on, old girl.
Go on.
I can manage on my own if you've got stuff to do.
Is that a polite way of telling me to get out from under your feet?
Of course not. I always appreciate a bit of help, you know that.
Good.
But what about the kids?
It's all right, Jill's picking them up from school and giving them the tea.
Hey, aren't you lucky to have such a hands-on mother-in-law?
I didn't always think so.
Did you?
When I was first married, she used to drive me mad.
Oh, really?
Always poking her nose in.
Ah, I always thought she was all right, as mother-in-laws go.
Big cause of concern for you, are they, mothers-in-law?
Not really.
I worry about you sometimes, Sam. Shall I do the concentrate?
It's off. Hey, worry about you too, you know.
Me? Hey, why?
Sometimes think you'd prefer the company of cows to your kids.
Just you wait till you've got children.
Not yet, please.
I love them to bits, of course I do. But it's nice to escape sometimes. Otherwise it gets a bit like Groundhog Day.
Whereas milking cows provides white-knuckle excitement.
At least cows don't answer your back or refuse to eat the greens. Oh, by the way, has David invited you to my party?
What party?
I knew he'd forget. It's my birthday.
When?
Friday week. Oh. We're having a barbecue. You will come, won't you?
Yeah, I'd love to.
And Kirsty too.
Yeah, I'll ask her, but I think she might have something on that night, though.
Well, as long as you are there, I think David might need a bit of help manning the barbecue.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi, Kirsty.
Back early?
Yeah, Helen gave me time off for good behaviour.
Well, lucky you.
Well, I helped with the stock taking last week. I did tell you.
I was just saying to Sam.
Yeah, he did mention it. I remember now.
Wonders never cease.
Oh, come on, I'm not that bad.
It's a man thing, isn't it? In one ear and out the other.
Anyway, I've done a big shop, got stuff for dinner, and a couple of bottles of wine.
Well, I thought we were going down the Bull this evening.
Oh, come on, Sam. I spent half my life in the Bull. You'll be down there every night once the World Cup starts, won't you?
I think I'd better leave you to fight this out.
Hey, don't go on our
account. No, it's fine. Tom said he'd be over about four. Wants to talk to me and David about something. Have a nice evening.
Something wrong with the van?
Oh,
careful. Let me have a look.
No, I'm fine. It's all right, it's not bleeding or anything.
Well, don't rub it with your mucky hand. You're getting all grease in your hair.
Oh, don't start.
What are you doing home so early anyway?
Van's playing up.
Yeah, well, I gathered that.
That is probably just a bit of dirt. But it nearly died on me in the middle of the bypass.
What about your patio
job?
I know. And you didn't come in till the small hours, and then you was back off out first thing.
Customer said she'd pay me cash if I got it done by the end of the week.
Uh-huh.
But I can't do it if I ain't got a van, can I?
It's just I wanted to tell you, PC Fletcher come round yesterday.
Who?
You know, that nice young policeman. Came to see us about Edward.
What did he want?
Well, just, you know, keep us up to date with what's happening.
And what is happening?
Well, nothing really.
Ah, there's a surprise.
No, but they're still looking. And Fallon and Jazza, they called in too.
What for?
They'd been over Felpersham. Round the university, they said. You know, handing out leaflets and that.
Yeah, fat lot of good that'll do. Edward's hardly going to be going to lectures, is he?
Oh, come on, Eddie. It's really kind of him. It's nice to know someone cares about him.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Just nice he's got such good friends who ain't forgotten him. Although, I can't help thinking we should be out there with him.
What, wandering the streets in the hope that you might bump into him? Oh, don't be daft.
I just feel so useless.
Driving all over the country will make you feel worse. Now, why don't you go and put the kettle on and let me get on with mending this van?
I thought we were going to be slaughtered.
Oh, so did I.
I mean, that left arm spinner.
Yeah, lethal, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And when Adam was out for 18...
Cup of tea, Tom?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
I thought, that's it. We're stuffed.
Anyone would think Ambridge never won a cricket match before.
Oh, come on. Got to admit, it was a cracking game.
The way we snatched victory from the jaws of defeat.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite dramatic at the end. Biscuit?
Thanks.
David?
Oh, thanks. So you're going in for the single wicket next Sunday?
Mm-mm. Can't, I'm afraid. Felpersham show.
Oh.
What about your dad?
Well, I'm working on him, but he says single wicket is a young man's game.
David's going in for it, aren't you?
What are you implying?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
That reminds me, Tom. Can you do me a couple of dozen burgers for next Friday?
Yeah, sure.
It's Ruth's birthday. We're having a barbecue.
Is that all I'm getting for my birthday tea? A burger?
Oh, are you? There's nothing wrong with my burgers, I can tell you. And I've got a stand at the Royal Show to prove it.
Really? Good for you.
Well, when I say a stand, it's just a bit of a stand. We're going as part of the Borsetshire Fine Foods display.
What, in the food hall?
Yep.
But that's brilliant.
Mm.
Pretty good, eh?
And are you just selling packs of stuff?
No, or? No. We're going to be cooking up sausages and burgers, like we do with gourmet grills. And since the burgers are your beef, I wondered if you'd like to come along.
Are you serious?
I thought maybe you could do some kind of display. I mean, there's not a lot of space.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
You can give out some of your leaflets, even sell some vacuum packs of meat if you like.
Are you sure? I mean, you'll have enough room?
Yeah, I reckon so. Brenda's done a good board for us, but it won't fill the whole space.
We've got two animals going to slaughter next week.
No, that meat's pretty much spoken for, but there's a third one more or less ready.
So let's send all three for slaughter. That means if it's hung for 2 weeks, it'll be just right for the Royal.
Yeah. So how much space have you got then, Tom?
I can't give you the exact dimensions off the top of my head.
But, I mean, if I was to, you know, take some photographs, say, of the kids with the Herefords...
Oh,
and,
that'd be lovely.
You know, and blow them up to kind of that sort of size.
Yeah, I'm sure that'd be great.
Well, be excellent publicity for us. Thanks, Tom.
So, now all we have to do is fight over which one of us goes and which one stays home.
Oh, yeah. Well, I suppose we better toss a coin or something.
Oh, don't look so miserable. You can go.
Are you sure?
I'll stay home and look after the kids. I'm sure Sam and I can manage 3 days without you.
So, where are you and Brenda going to stay?
At the campsite.
Oh.
Serves you right.
What's so funny?
He swore last week that he'd never go camping again.
No, I didn't say that.
Why not?
Because he's too old.
I just said that... I said, given a choice, I'd settle with a comfy bed and a minibar.
Well, look at it this way. Sleeping on your own in a tent has got to be preferable to sharing with Bert.
What?
The last show I went to, we were showing one of the Herefords.
And you slept with Bert?
you might like to rephrase that, Tom?
Yeah, all right, sorry, it's not quite...
We shared a trailer, and that is all we shared. What are you doing?
I was just going to hose down out here.
You're absolutely soaked.
Oh, I turned on the water and the hose just sort of flipped back.
Why didn't you just leave it to me?
I was trying to be helpful.
Hosing down the yard in those trousers.
Oh, yeah, okay, I know.
Not sensible. Anyway, I always walk the cows back out before I clean up, you know that.
I thought you were busy, so I just thought I'd, you know.
Yeah. Come on, Eula. Let's get you back out.
These were clean on this morning.
It's only water. Soon dry off.
Yeah, you're right. What an idiot.
could happen to anyone.
You reckon?
Afternoon.
Hello. What are you doing here?
Just been talking to David and Ruth about the Royal Show.
Oh, are you going?
Yeah. We've got a space on the Borsetshire Fine Foods stand.
Oh, I was thinking of maybe going this year.
Oh, that'd be nice. We could have a day out.
Actually, I'm afraid you've been volunteered to stay home and look after the farm.
Hey.
Well, Dave is coming to Stoneleigh, so you and Ruth have to keep things going back here.
Oh, that's not fair.
Oh. Oh, shame.
Maybe there'll be a way around it.
Well, not without bringing someone else in to do the milking for a day.
Well, there must be someone. Bert likes to keep his hand in, doesn't he?
That's true.
Well, I should run it past David and Ruth if I were you. You never know.
Yeah, I'd do that. Oh, well, I mean, it's no big problem.
So, are you going in for the single wicket?
Me?
Yeah, why not? It's a good laugh.
Dunno. Maybe. If I can persuade this one to join in.
I told you, cricket is just not my thing.
You don't have to be a cricketer to go in for the single wicket. It's just a bit of fun.
Exactly.
No, sorry. Not my idea of fun.
Leave him to me, Tom. I'll sort him out.
Okay. Right, well, see you around.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
Oh, come on, Sam. It gives us a chance to see each other somewhere other than a cowshed.
Why are you making such a big deal out of it?
Because we never do these social things together. Look, I know it's only cricket, but it's always a good laugh.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. It's not like our social diary's overflowing with offers, is it?
All right, I'll give it a go.
Thanks.
If it'll make you happy.
So he comes in and calmly announces he's going to do the morning milking.
What?
When the Goneses start, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy. He won't last the first week. What the hell does Sterling think he's playing?
Now, Mike asked him. Don't think Oliver had much to do with that.
Well, Sterling's got no business agreeing to it.
Is he trying to kill him or
the
what?
The thing is, he really wants to help keep it going, that little business.
What the hell for?
For Edward.
Huh.
Says he'll have something to come back to. And I agree with you, Joe's much too old. He shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, of course he shouldn't.
So I wondered if... I wondered if you might do it instead.
What?
Morning milking.
Me?
Yeah.
Have you completely lost your mind?
Now, Eddie, come on, this is important.
There is no way I am lifting a finger to help Oliver Sterling.
No, it ain't for him.
There's no way I'm going back to Grange Farm as a hired hand.
It's for Edward.
And if you think that milk business has a cat in hell's chance of succeeding, then you're even more daft than I gave you credit for.
Why? Oliver thinks it'll work.
Well, he's wrong.
And he ain't doing it out of charity.
The man's a hobby farmer, Clary. More money than sense. He'll pull the plug when he realises what it's costing him.
I don't understand what you've got against him.
No, you don't, do you?
He's done so much for Edward.
You don't understand a thing. That man not only takes my farm, he takes my son away from me, and now he's trying to take over my old blooming family.
What are you on about?
Dad of all people.
You're talking nonsense.
I'm telling you, Clary, that milk business is going absolutely nowhere.
Oh.
So there's no point getting sentimental. And I, for one, will not be touching it with a barge pole.
It's just, you didn't seem wildly enthusiastic.
Just because I didn't do cartwheels across the lawn. Can you give Pim Josh a shout?
Yeah, OK.
I'm going to miss the bus at this rate. Now, come here, Ben. There's a good boy.
Pip, Josh, in the car now.
Let's get your shoes on.
So, you happy with the barbecue?
Of course I am.
Well, it won't just be burgers and sausages, you know. I'm lining up something a bit more sophisticated.
Sophisticated?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear. Your feet are getting enormous, Ben. They won't last you much longer, will they?
And have you thought any more about what you'd like for a present?
I honestly can't think of anything.
Well, clothes?
What? That new set of overalls?
No.
Well, they always come in handy. Right, other foot.
I was thinking of something more...
sophisticated?
Well...
Oh, honestly, I'll be happy with a bunch of flowers.
Dad!
Yeah, what's up?
Josh, we have to go now.
It doesn't work anymore.
Tuck your shirt and get your shoes on.
What doesn't work?
My Game Boy.
Your Game Boy?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Josh, not now.
But it's broken.
Look, your dad'll fix it this evening.
All right, give it to me.
Now, come on, time for school.
Ah, why is it all wet?
Monty.
Monty?
Oh, no. Is that Muntjac in your room again, Josh? How many times have I told you?
Ruth.
What?
Josh, did Monty pee on your Game Boy?
Yes.
What?
Oh, God.
I want that wretched creature out of the house now. Oh, Lord, who's that?
Oh, get it. And don't worry, I'll deal with Monty.
Good morning, David.
Go on, Josh, get your shoes on. Hello, Linda. What can we do for you?
Game Boy.
No, Josh.
Perhaps now you understand why it's not a good idea to keep a Muntjac in your bedroom.
I was hoping to have a word with Ruth, actually.
Oh, sorry, Linda. Pip, if we don't go now, we're going to miss the bus. What about?
About the fate.
The fate? Now?
We're still stuck for a big idea, you see.
Linda, this is probably not the best time. Could you call back later, do you think?
Where did I put the car keys?
You going out?
Oh, just down to the shop.
You haven't forgotten about the meeting?
I'll be back in half an hour. Oh, here they are.
But you are coming?
Yes, of course. You want me to?
No, things go so much more smoothly when you're there.
Things would always go smoothly if you didn't go out of your way to provoke Adam.
What do you mean?
Oh, come on, Brian. You know perfectly well.
You're imagining things.
Oh, and by the way, there's another item for the agenda. Did Adam mention it to you?
What?
Well, Malanka has come up with a scheme.
Who's Malanka?
The one you fancy.
What?
Tall, willowy, long black hair. This is her third year.
Oh, strawberry girl, Malanka.
Yes. She's had this idea.
What makes you think I fancy her?
Oh, don't you?
Ah, she's a nice, good-looking girl, I suppose.
She wants to start a strawberry-growing enterprise back home in the Ukraine.
Oh, that's her, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Adam did mention that one of them had come up with this notion.
And I thought we could discuss it at the meeting.
What's to discuss?
Do we help her or not?
Well, I don't see why not. But Adam's the one she needs to go to if she wants advice.
I was thinking more along the lines of financial help.
Money?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for goodness sake, why on earth do we want to do that? Not a charity, Jenny.
Come and sit down. You've just missed your father. He's popped over to see Chris.
Oh, well, it's you I wanted to see, actually.
I shall be over at Brookfield in a couple of hours. I've got to see to the hens.
Oh, well, it's about Ruth's birthday.
Oh.
You see, I haven't got a clue what to buy her. And she keeps saying there's nothing she wants. So, here we are. What do you think of that?
Oh, that's lovely.
Do you think she'd like it?
Absolutely, it's perfect.
That's what Pip said.
You're never going to tell me that's one of Pip's magazines.
No, no, it came with the Sunday paper. But I was flicking through it, you know, looking for inspiration, and Pip pointed out that Ruth doesn't really do dresses.
She's quite right. You don't often see Ruth in a skirt.
No, but then she found this trousers and top set.
It has a rather Indian look about it, doesn't it? Like Ushu wears sometimes.
Yeah.
Did you want me to go and buy it for you?
Oh, don't want to put you out.
I'm going into Felbersham on Friday.
Are you? Oh, well, in that case...
It's no trouble.
Oh, that'll be brilliant. Thanks, Mum.
And you're going to do a barbecue, you said?
Yeah, though I thought that I'd do something a bit special instead of just the usual burgers and sausages.
Any ideas?
Well, I had a chat with Shula and she suggested a recipe for chicken.
What about spatchcock chicken?
Mm, what's that?
Well, you take out the backbone and then bash it flat.
Oh, I see.
And then you coat it in the marinade and then you barbecue it.
Sounds good, but I've never done a marinade before.
It's very easy.
Oh. Yeah, well, sounds straightforward enough.
Did you want me to lend a hand?
No, no. Would you mind?
Of course not.
Oh, you are a star, Mum, thanks.
Anything else?
No, no, I think I've got everything covered. Oh, I didn't tell you, did I? We're going to the Royal.
Oh, Phil and I were thinking we might go along.
No, I mean we're exhibiting.
What, one of the Hereford?
Well, just the meat. Tom's got a space in the food hall, you see, as part of the Borsetshire Fine Foods display, and he's invited us along.
Is Ruth coming with you?
No, no, she's minding the farm with Sam and Bert. She's making the display stands for the publicity, though.
The maize did very well last year.
Well, it did all right.
It could certainly do better. We need to do a lot more publicity this time.
Well, I'm not sure it's worth spending a lot more money.
I'm not talking about a lot. I think we should have a budget in the region of £2,000 this year.
£2,000?
Mm, yeah.
On publicity?
Well, there's no point in doing it at all unless we do it properly.
You don't think we've shelled out enough on it already?
Look, we put a lot of effort into setting the thing up.
It is, after all, a very peripheral part of our business.
And that's all going to be wasted unless we get a decent number of punters in.
Yeah, but £2,000?
Well, how much do you suggest?
I mean, does that include the AA signs?
No, no, that's separate. That's already been ordered.
How much is that?
520.
It was good, though, last year. It was on all the roads into the village.
Mm, yeah, yeah, we get 12 signs.
So what are you intending to spend another £2,000 on?
Ads on local radio and in the press, posters, of course, and flyers in all the hotels and guest houses and the tourist information centres.
I think it sounds a good idea, Brian. And I could design the posters again.
That'd be great, Mum, if you've got the time.
Yeah, I shall enjoy it.
Well, that should save us a few bob anyway.
And another good thing about the maize, it's a great opportunity to sell strawberries direct to the public.
Mm, which is wonderful. The more outlets you can find, the better.
Yeah, the price we're getting in the supermarkets plummeted this year, predictably enough.
What do you mean?
Well, everyone's jumped on the soft fruit bandwagon, haven't they? There are vast acres of polytunnels wherever you go.
So Adam's quite right. We must try and do more direct selling.
Well, you're doing the farmer's markets already.
Yeah, which reminds me, it's Wimbledon in a couple of weeks' time.
Oh, you're going to get dressed up in your tennis frock again.
It was very successful last year. You must give Pat a ring.
But just getting back to the maize.
1,500.
But, Brian...
If we don't get a decent return, I think we shouldn't bother with it again.
We're not going to get a decent return if we don't publicise it properly.
You can get an awful lot of publicity for £1,500, Adam. Now, let's move on, shall we? What's next?
Malanka.
Oh, yes. I did mention to you that one of the girls...
The lovely Malanka.
Is keen to start growing strawberries back home in the Ukraine, and I thought we might make a contribution to the costs.
Yet more expense.
But the point is
What
that
will we get in return?
Well...
Absolutely nothing.
Darling, Malanka and her friends have been coming for 3 years now.
So?
And I sincerely hope they'll come back again next year, because they are dependable and fantastically efficient, not to mention a thoroughly nice bunch of girls. So anything I can do to encourage
them... We come because they earn good money here. Why do they need more encouragement?
Oh, it would be wonderful PR. Can't you just see the headline in the Echo? You know, local farm business helps young entrepreneurs in Eastern Europe.
Make a change from all those nimbies writing letters to the editor about the polytunnels, I suppose.
Worth a small investment, surely.
Well, maybe.
So, how much would you consider?
I'll think about it. Is there anything else?
Well, I hate to bring this up again, but I still haven't had a response to my discussion paper.
No, don't worry, I haven't forgotten about it.
But when are you going
Which reminds me, I shall need to make another trip to Hungary fairly soon.
Really?
Just to visit Debbie, check on how things are going over there.
Oh, okay.
So, that's everything, is it?
Well,
I think we should all get on with some proper work now, don't you?
Oh, no.
Well, you know what Josh is like. Everything ends up on the floor. To be honest, it's a miracle it hasn't happened before.
But it might be good for him to have a break from his computer games. Is it completely ruined?
I don't know. David's having a go at trying it out.
Poor Josh.
Well, at least he's finally admitted that maybe Monty will be better off outside. They'll probably have forgotten by this evening. Oh, hello, Linda. Come on in.
Hello, Ruth. I'd like to apologise about my earlier visit.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Well, morning, Jill.
Hello.
When one has no children, one forgets about the school run.
You can just get a bit fraught, that's all. I've just made coffee. Would you like some?
Oh, that would be lovely. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you're here too, Jill. I can kill two birds with one stone.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's just a reminder, really, about the fate.
We've got a meeting in a couple of weeks, haven't we?
Yes, but by that time we really need to have something concrete in place.
Something concrete?
Yes, a selling point, a big idea, a central theme.
Good bargain? Wife carrying?
Preferably something a little more tasteful.
The duck race always goes down well.
We do that so often. We need something original.
Help yourself to milk and sugar.
By the way, Linda, I bumped into Robert yesterday and he told me he'd lost his job.
Really?
Yes, unfortunately.
He didn't seem unduly upset.
No, it's not a major disaster. It's rather annoying. It did come completely out of the blue. No warning, whatever.
But that's terrible.
Oh, that's the IT business for you. All short-term contracts.
What's he going to do?
Well, he's putting out feelers. And he does have enormous experience.
Yes, of course.
So it shouldn't be a problem. He'll find something else in no time, I'm sure.
I just don't understand him.
Oh, don't go on about it, darling.
But why did he ask me to write the discussion paper, if he's just going to ignore it?
Is he all ready for his friend's visit?
Oh, can we please talk about something other than Mads? I've heard nothing else all week.
He's excited, is he?
He's even discovered his tidiness gene.
Huh?
He stopped leaving his dirty clothes about the place and nags me about the washing up.
Oh, goodness.
Has he said anything to you?
Ian?
Brian.
Oh, Adam.
Be honest with me, Mum.
No, he hasn't said a word, not to me.
Why is he treating me like this?
Oh, you mustn't let it get to you.
It's very difficult to ignore. He rubbishes every suggestion I make.
No, he doesn't.
Well, you heard him going on about the maze. It's peripheral. I don't think we'll bother next year.
You got your publicity budget?
Not as much as I wanted.
And he's agreed to help Malenka.
Only because you intervene?
Because he could see the sense in it. You only have to present the right arguments.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Well, I reckon he's already decided.
What?
Why do you think he's going to Hungary to see Debbie?
It's just a routine visit.
Because he's made up his mind. That's why. He's accepted her plan for the future of the farm. No need for any further consultation. He's just going ahead with it.
Is William going in for the single wicket on Sunday?
He has George on a Sunday.
Oh, yes, of course.
He's only played cricket a few times this year when they was desperate. And I had to go with him to look after George.
How about you?
Eh?
The single wicket?
Oh, no.
Well, might be good for you. Get you out of the house. How are things at home?
Oh, you know.
Is there anything I can do?
No, no. It's just...
What?
Well, it's Joe now.
He and Edward were always very close, weren't they?
Well, no, it ain't that, no. It's Oliver Sterling. He's got Joe over Grange Farm doing milking.
What?
At least that's what he will be doing when the cows is calved.
Oliver's actually employing Joe.
Yeah, I know, it's madness. I tried to persuade Eddie to go in his place, but he wouldn't have it.
Why not?
Bah, don't ask me, Pat. But my wits end with him. He's got to realise Joe can't possibly manage.
Well, no, of course he can't.
I mean, on his own day after day.
Oh, actually, that reminds me. Will you be all right on your own tomorrow morning?
Hey?
Only I've got to go out.
Well, I thought that was this afternoon.
Oh, no, Colin will be here this afternoon.
But you were going to see this new shop?
In Borchester, yes. But tomorrow morning I've got to go and see someone about cream pots. Oh, Jennifer rang and suggested we should do the strawberries and cream thing again for Wimbledon fortnight. Only our usual supplier's quoting such an outrageous price.
Well, that's the end of the raspberry. I'll just clear up a bit of this mess.
So will that be all right?
What?
If I leave you on your own for a couple of hours tomorrow morning?
Yeah, of course.
Are you sure? Because if you have to be at home or anything, I mean, that's absolutely fine, just as long as I know.
Look, I'm sorry if I've let you down lately.
No, I really didn't mean
it
that.
It won't happen again.
Oh, Clary, don't be silly. Your family comes first.
Now, you need to know that you can rely on me. I can understand that. I'll just get these washed up.
So, what are you going to do about Joe?
Oh, it'll sort itself out one way or the other.
But if Eddie's refusing to help...
No, he'll come to his senses soon enough, don't you worry. Could you pass me that jug?
Goodness, is it that time already?
What?
Harvest.
Not for a few weeks yet. Just that I'd get the combine ready while I've got the time.
I've done some sketches for your posters for the maize.
Oh, that was quick.
Well, they're only rough, but I wanted to run them past you before I do any more.
Okay, I'll have a look later on this afternoon.
Aren't you coming for lunch?
No, I'll just grab a sandwich.
You can stop for half an hour, surely.
Well, I don't particularly feel like sitting down with Brian.
Oh, Adam, if you'd just make a bit of an effort...
It's not down to me, Mum.
But you're making it worse.
You've seen how he is with me.
Look, you've just got to grow up and stop taking it all so personally.
Mum.
I'm getting a little bit fed up being piggy in the middle all the time.
I don't believe this. He goes behind my back, he conspires with Debbie...
Oh, now you're being silly.
Well, what would you call it?
Brian has not accepted Debbie's recommendations.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
You know that for a fact?
But if you want to know the truth, I wouldn't be that unhappy if he did.
What?
We're going to retire eventually, and it might be such a bad idea to start scaling down our responsibilities.
Oh, thanks very much, Mum.
But I really don't believe...
Nice to know I've got your support.
I don't believe that Brian will go down that route.
If you have no faith in me, I might as well... Pack the whole thing in!
You're not listening to me, Adam.
If this is the way the farm's going to go, there was no point in my ever coming back from Africa.
Oh, stop it! Self-pity really doesn't suit you.
Well, self-pity? I'm not imagining all this, Mum. I've been bashing my head against a brick wall for months now, but Debbie only has to raise her little finger.
What did I just say, Adam? He has not accepted Debbie's plan.
He's going to, though, isn't he?
Well, if you carry on like this, yes, he is. You'll probably push him into it. Can't you see that? Well?
If you say so.
Oh, look, darling, it was weeks ago that Debbie sent that document.
Middle of April.
Well, exactly. And Brian's done nothing about it. It's not the first time he's considered making changes, you know, and he'll get hold of some big idea, toy with it for a few months, and then decide he prefers things the way they are.
But we can't stand still.
Oh, no, I realise that.
The world is changing and we've got to adapt.
But of course.
So we need to have a proper discussion.
But for now, just stop needling him, okay?
Me needling him?
Adam, let sleeping dogs lie. Chances are the whole thing will blow over and he'll forget all about it. If you stop reminding him all the time.
And if he doesn't?
Well, if he doesn't... I shall make very sure that your feelings and your opinions are taken into consideration.
I just want a future here, Mum.
I know, darling.
On this farm. I shall be 40 next year.
Oh, stop it. You're making me feel old.
And I still feel I'm being treated like a child.
I know you can't see it. But Brian really appreciates just how hard you work. And he knows how committed you are to the farm.
Really?
Yeah. But he also knows just how easy it is to wind you up. So don't let him. Just ignore him. Okay?
I can just see you in a pair of pearl earrings.
Oh, hello, Pat. Yeah, I'm looking for a present. It's Usha's birthday next week.
Oh, I see. Well, those are rather lovely.
Yeah, a bit out of my league, I'm afraid. What's your excuse?
Well, there's a new delicatessen opening in Union Street.
Oh.
I've been trying to persuade them to stock our yoghurt.
Will they be competing with Ambridge Organics?
Far enough away, I think. And they're stocking quite a different range.
Yeah, I dropped in there yesterday to give them some flies about Ed Grundy. They already had a big pile.
Yeah, and I think the general consensus is that if Ed was still in Borchester, he'd have been found by now.
Yes, you're probably right. How's Clary doing? I've been meaning to call in.
Hello there.
Oh, hi.
Ian, hello.
Hi. Well, I'm not the only one hitting the shops, then.
Oh, if only. I've been at a very boring meeting all morning.
I can see where you've been.
Yeah, I think I've just given half my salary to Underwoods. I only went in to buy a new duvet cover, but ended up spending a small fortune. What do you think?
Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, my oldest mate's coming to stay this weekend, and the spare room was looking a bit sparse.
Well, that should cheer it up, all right.
It will, won't it? And, well, isn't there a pretty good off-license down here somewhere?
Oh, just round the corner, Union Street.
Excellent, I'm stocking up. We've got lots of catching up to do.
Bye, Ian.
See you.
Yeah, enjoy your weekend.
Oh, someone's happy anyway.
Yeah. So, Clary.
Oh, I really don't know, Alan. She's obviously finding it very difficult.
Well, I've seen her at church, but she usually gets away as soon as the service is over. I get a chance to talk to her.
She's certainly not herself. But it's hardly surprising, is it?
You just feel so powerless, don't you?
If Edward had any idea of the damage he's caused...
Yeah, I know.
I mean, what does it cost just to pick up the phone? At least let people know you're alive.
Well, you don't know what's going on in his head, do you?
Oh, it's just so selfish.
I saw Emma the other day. She's quite distraught.
Yeah. I know Susan's very worried about her.
Well, perhaps I'll drop in and see Clary later.
Can't do any harm.
But if she doesn't want to talk, it's...
Well, she did mention she's worried about Joe. Apparently he's helping Oliver with his dairy herd.
Really?
Yeah. She's concerned he's overdoing things. Thinks Eddie should help. But you know what Eddie's like.
How much wine have you bought?
Well, it's cheaper if you buy it by the case.
Is Mads an alcoholic?
No. I just thought we might have a few glasses of wine while she's here, that's all.
And champagne, I see.
Well, it's a bit of a celebration.
What, her divorce, you mean?
No, that I haven't seen her in ages. And, well, it's a celebration for us too. Our first house guest.
Oh, you're starting to make me nervous.
Why?
Well, she obviously means a lot to you, doesn't she?
Well, she's a good mate.
I suppose she doesn't like me.
Oh, don't be daft, she's going to love you.
Not necessarily.
But I love you, so she has to.
You didn't think much of her husband?
No, well, he's a nightmare.
But she must have loved him once.
Well, she was temporarily unbalanced.
She might think that about you.
What?
That you're insane to be with me.
Oh, look. You do know you're talking rubbish. What's up?
Oh, nothing. Just feeling a bit bruised, that's all.
Why?
God, just the whole thing with Brian.
Oh, Adam.
I know. Had a major ticking off from Mum this morning.
Did you?
She reckons he's just playing mind games with me and I should ignore him.
No, she's absolutely right.
It's just so hard.
Look, it's what I've said all along.
I know.
So every time you make a success, you prove him wrong.
Mum's done a brilliant poster design for the maze.
Has she?
Yeah, very Doctor Who. Oh, and you remember I told you about Malanka, the Ukrainian girl?
That wants to start her own strawberry business?
I told her we'd help with buying the polytunnels. She was ecstatic.
Well, there you go. You see, it's not all bad news, is it?
It's really kind of you to come round.
Oh.
Come and sit down.
Oh, thanks. I had hoped we could have had a chat after the service on Sunday.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, I had to get home. You know how it is with one thing and another. Yeah. Cup of tea?
No, I'm fine, thanks. No. Are you coping all right, Clary?
Oh, we're getting by, you know. And everyone's being so kind.
friend. Edward's friends especially. You know, Fallon and Jazzer?
Yeah, I know.
They're so good, them two. They don't give up. They keep on searching. They went all the way into Felpersham, all round the university.
Oh, that's great. I've been doing what I can.
Oh, no.
Circulated his details round my church contacts. And the homeless charity that runs the Arms have a huge network.
And the police have sent his picture all over.
Have they?
Yeah, it's what PC Fletcher said. But nothing's come back. Nobody's seen him. Well, not yet, anyway.
All right.
And Oliver's keeping the dairy herd going. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Shows it'll be there for him when he comes back.
And I hear Joe's involved.
Oh. Supposed to be doing milking. Well, I ain't too happy about that. I mean, he's 84. But when Joe's made up his mind...
Oh, yeah, he can be very determined, can't he?
I said to Eddie, he's daft. He ain't got the strength or the stamina of Eddie.
But Eddie, what?
Oh, I hoped he might help out, but...
But he's not keen.
He has this bee in his bonnet about Oliver, you see. It's really stupid. It's just... Well, he can't get over the fact that Grange Farm ain't ours no more.
Oh, I see.
But don't get me wrong. I mean, he loves his dad. I'm sure he won't let him... You know, I mean, if he sees Joe can't cope, I'm sure he...
Would you like me to have a word with him?
Oh, no, no, please. No, don't do that.
Oh, okay.
No. He gets a bit annoyed if he thinks... Well, he just hates everyone knowing our business.
Well, if there's anything I can do...
No, really. No, thanks for offering, Alan. You're very kind. But I'll sort Eddie out. You leave him to me.
Oh, Joe, I'm glad to see you.
Hey?
I was just on my way to fetch Oliver. It's one of the cows.
What are the girls, eh?
Aye, it's acting all peculiar.
What do you mean, peculiar?
Kicking up a right old racket.
What sort of a racket?
You know, mooing.
Well, that's what cows do, moo.
Not like this. She just keeps going on and on as if she's in pain or something. Turning round and that. Oh, come on, you best have a look.
Well, right now, yeah, to see what you've done to it.
I've never touched it. I just only went in there to put a wee bit of fresh straw about the place.
Oh, we'll see about that.
Oh, come on.
Well, I'm coming as fast as I can.
That's just what I need. A cow dying on me. I've not had this job a week yet. See what I mean? That's no normal, is it?
Oh, my lord, that's Mabel, that is.
Mabel, is that some kind of disease?
It's her name, you twit. Now, you better run along and fetch Oliver Sterling.
Oh, no, I knew it.
Yeah, go on, quick as you can.
It's bad, isn't it?
Did your mother never tell you about the birds and the bees?
You what?
Nothing wrong with that young beast. She's about to drop her calf, that's all.
Hello, Clary. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks.
Any news?
No, nothing. I just wondered if I could buy a couple of bottles of Guinness.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They don't have none in the shop.
Do you want them to take away?
Yes, please. Making a special tea, you see? Beef stewed in Guinness, that he really likes.
I bet he does.
Gonna cook it up this dinner time and then leave it in the low oven all afternoon, so by this evening it should be all nice and tender and juicy.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
And there you go, should be the right money.
So, what's the occasion?
Hey?
Oh, but you're cooking Eddie's favourite dinner.
Oh, nothing special. No, it's just, well, you know, what with everything that's happened, I've let things slide a bit.
Don't suppose cooking's been high on your list of priorities?
No, don't really bother much at all, to be honest. So I thought Eddie deserves a treat. And, there is something I want him to do for him.
Ah, I see, an ulterior motive.
Well, more for Joe, actually. Anyway, how's things here?
Oh, you know, busy as ever.
I'm sorry, Jolene, I'm sure I'll be back here just as soon as things get straight.
No, don't apologise.
I know I'm letting you down.
We're managing.
I just can't face a lot of people all together, you know. And I don't like to be away from home of an evening.
But don't worry. Our new partner's taken to step in the breach.
Partner?
Lillian.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. Well, she knows what she's doing, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah. Though I think she's been a bit over-generous with drinks on the house.
Oh, dear.
Oh, anyway.
I have to say, Jolene, your Fallon is a treasure.
Is she?
The time she spent out looking for Edward.
Oh, yeah, well.
I mean, she's not... She wouldn't give up, would she?
No, of course not.
Oh, because it's such a comfort to me to know she's out there looking for him. And Jazzer.
She knows how you feel, Clary.
Does she?
Hey, it's her birthday in a couple of weeks.
Really?
The 21st.
My goodness.
No, I can't quite believe it. Oh, they grow up fast, don't they?
I must get her a present.
Me and all. Just wish I knew what.
How much longer?
Oh, I'm glad you're here, Joe. I've been starting to panic after this length of time.
It's her first calf. Don't forget she's only a youngster. Come on now, Mabel. Nearly there now. That's it. Here it comes. See? Two little feet.
It's coming at feet fast.
Well, best way if you've got four legs.
Oh, a very handsome little calf.
Handsome?
Let's give it a pull.
Oh, that's gross.
Jazza, it's amazing.
Oh, so covered in gunk.
Come on, girl. One last push.
That's... Oh, well done. Well done, Mabel.
Let's just clean your little nose up a bit. There. That's better, isn't it, eh?
It's all right.
Of course he's all right. Look at him. It is a bull calf, isn't it?
Oh,
Handsome little Charolais cross.
Come on now, Mum. Come and say hello to your little lad. That's it.
Ugh, what's she doing?
Licking him clean.
Oh, it's disgusting.
You don't know what you're talking about, that. That's one of nature's everyday miracles, that is.
Oh, hello, love.
I am knackered.
Wasn't expecting you just yet. Do you want a cup of tea?
No, I'll just change out my dirty clothes and go for a pint.
Oh, what, down the bowl?
Of course, down the bowl.
There's some cans in the fridge.
What, beers?
Yeah.
What's that made of?
Thought we could all sit down together, have a nice meal.
Oh, not tonight, Clara.
Beef stew in Guinness. It's been cooking all afternoon, and there's baked taters, and I'm making dumplings.
Yeah, I'm not hungry.
It'll be lovely.
Yeah, I stopped off for diesel and had hot dog.
What'd you do that for?
Well, I felt like it. Oh, come on, love, it's Friday night. Just got paid.
You finished the job, then?
Yeah, and you paid me in cash. Look at that.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, Joe, okay. You can eat it up again tomorrow.
I got pudding as well.
Look, why don't you come down the bowl with me?
No, I don't think so.
It's a long while since we went for a drink together.
No, I don't like the crowds.
Well, if we go down now, it won't be crowded.
No, I don't. I prefer to stay home of an evening.
We all know the reason why, don't we? He's not going to ring, you know.
He might.
It's been 5 weeks, Clara. And he's got both our mobiles.
Still might call home.
You can't spend your whole life sitting by the phone.
We can't give up, Eddie.
Look, going down the pub.
We can't give up hope.
Having a few drinks don't mean you're giving up hope. Personally, well, I find it helps.
But if he did ring and
I wouldn't... He can leave a message. Oh, how long are you going to keep this up?
I'm staying home, Eddie. You do what you like. Take Joe for a drink. He's got something to celebrate.
What?
First calf were born at Grange Farm this afternoon.
Oh, I get it.
What?
That's what all this is about.
What?
Special dinner. Cans in the fridge. Well, you don't get round me that easy.
What you on about?
I am not doing milking up at Grange Farm.
I didn't say that.
No way, never.
Did I mention anything about milking?
That's what you're after, though, isn't it?
I just thought...
You never give up,
I
do you?
I just thought you might like to share in your dad's pleasure, that's all.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They were chuffed to bits about that car.
More fool him.
Why are you being so horrible?
I'm being honest, Clary. I'm being realistic. This milk business is pie in the sky. Ain't never going to work.
But that ain't what everyone else is saying.
Well, everyone else is wrong.
Oh, Oliver's wrong and Mike's wrong.
Mike? Whose dairy farm went bankrupt?
And Joe's wrong too.
Look, it's wishful thinking, Clary.
Joe's convinced it's going to work. He's doing it for Edward.
Well, he's soft in the head.
How can you say that about your own father?
And Sterling's taking advantage of a sentimental old man. Well, he's not getting me that way. And if you think you can make me change my mind with a plate of stew and a can of beer, then you don't know me at all. I'm going to the pub.
Oh, Eddie, wait!
Never seen anything like it.
Oh, how sweet.
That wasn't sweet at all. Gross, actually.
Gross? A baby calf?
It was all right when it was cleaned up, but getting the thing out...
Thought you'd been used to that by now.
What?
Well, animals giving birth.
No, how?
With the pigs. They're having litters all the time, aren't they?
No, Nama, but I just feed the wee beggars.
You're the last person I'd have expected to be squeamish.
I'm not being squeamish. I'm just saying... I wish I could get the picture out of my mind. I'll have another pint, please.
Oh, that'll make it better.
I hope so. What time's Fallon home, then?
She should be back by now. I need her this evening. Can't face another Friday night short-staffed.
Do you know what you're getting for her birthday?
Oh, I ain't got a clue, Jazzer. Has she set out to you?
Nah.
She's got all them obvious things. Fancy phone, the MP3 player.
Place?
Well, clothes are sort of... well, ephemeral, though, aren't they?
What?
Well, you know, she'll wear them for a few months and then chuck them out. This is her 21st. I want to give her something she can keep.
Jewellery?
Yeah, jewellery, I suppose. I'd probably buy the wrong thing. That's £2.30, please.
I know what Fallon really wants right now.
What's that?
Ed to come home.
Yeah, I know. It's what you want and all, isn't it?
I don't know. I mean, he'd call, wouldn't he, if he needed us?
If I could bring him back, I would.
Well, you've quite finished nuttering.
Oh, hello, Eddie.
I'll have a pint.
Evening.
And a large scotch.
You've come straight from work, have you?
What's this to you?
Nothing. Just you're still in your dirty clothes.
Oh, we're not going down that road again, surely. No working clothes at the bar.
Oh, no. I just
give me a drink and I'll go outside.
Maybe you should go home.
What? You chucking me out while I'm still sober?
Save a load of grief later on.
Oh, shut up, you.
No, it's just that Clary's gone to a lot of trouble. She's cooked you a special dinner.
I don't believe this. How come everyone in this lousy village knows my business, even down to what I'm having for me dinner?
Joe.
Oh, hello.
What are you doing here?
Just thought I'd check on Mabel and her car.
Yeah, me too.
Doing fine, the pair of them.
Good.
Nothing to worry about there.
I'm so glad you were here this morning, Joe.
Oh, she'd have managed all right on her own, would Mabel?
Yeah, well, you're probably right, but it was very reassuring to have someone here who knew just what was going on.
Come on, you got your beef cattle. They didn't know different.
Yeah, I know that, Joe, but I was still glad to have you here.
Yes. I say I've calved a few dairy cows in me time.
I bet you have.
Nice to feel useful again, I must say.
And to think I came within a whisker of giving the whole thing up.
Ah, Mike said.
Oh, he told you, did he?
Why I'm here, isn't it?
Is it?
Couldn't let you sell off these cows.
Well, I very nearly did. It was Mike who talked me around. I didn't realise quite how much he'd invested in the project.
Means a lot to him.
I wouldn't be going ahead now if it weren't for him. Yeah, and you, of course.
So, when are you getting the next lot?
Well, I shall have to see about selling off the beef cattle first. I haven't got the acreage to support them as well as the dairy herd.
You used to have 110 acres.
Yeah, I know you did.
All that land where them new houses is, it was all Grange Farm then.
Yeah, well, I have to work with what I've got. And it's plenty for a couple of dozen cows.
We do, you know, appreciate all this.
Or what?
What you're doing. Because I know, we know is that you're doing it for Edward.
Well, Ed was always, still is, central to the whole enterprise.
Well, appreciate your faith in the lad.
I just hope he comes back.
Make all our lives a whole lot easier. But in the meantime, anything I can do, anything at all.
I am rather depending on you, Jim.
I know. And I won't let you down.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.